From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. We're listening to a traditional English hymn with a long history. It's called Let Us With a Gladsome Mind, and it has roots early in the 1600s. The words are by John Milton, and the hymn, along with many others, became a staple of the Puritan religious cause later in the same century. There are plenty of ways to describe this music. Worshipful, earnest, forthright are words that come to mind. The Puritans, after all, were hardly known for wearing their hearts on their sleeves. Still, not all music associated with Puritanism is quite so straight-laced, and there are some examples that are downright passionate. This music is from an opera that depicts the same Puritan era that spawned simple, pious hymns. In fact, it's an opera called The Puritans, I Puritani, by Vincenzo Bellini. And Bellini's often fiery drama reflects an entirely different side of the Puritan personality, the fervent beliefs that led to the English Civil War in the mid-17th century. I Puritani isn't the most popular of Bellini's operas. That title would likely fall to Norma, or maybe La Sonnambula. But many opera lovers do consider it one of his finest. Like Norma, it features a brilliant and supremely challenging soprano role. And with its depiction of revolutionary zeal, I Puritani showcases some of the most rousing music you'll hear in any opera. On this edition of World of Opera, Bellini's I Puritani comes to us from the Vienna State Opera. The production features a must-hear performance by soprano Desiree Rancatore as Elvira, with tenor José Bros as Arturo, and baritone Mariusz Kwiecień as his rival Ricardo, all led by conductor Jan Latham Koenig.